at all. Okay, the Express stated that the government in the House of Representatives yesterday stated that the government is targeting the Syrian Lebanese community of Trinidad and Tobago.
100%, we know, sir.
Yeah, but it's in, officially in the papers now.
Yes, because last night it was said in Parliament.
Yes, it was said in Parliament, and the PNM, Gonzalez, stood up and said they are targeting them, and they want the state of emergency to continue. And I heard in the papers stated today, I didn't hear when Gonzalez said, stated that another 20 of the 1% Syrian Lebanese visas are going to be revoked. What are they doing?
They're
out to get us? What are we doing?
Because we were too happy on the PNM.
That is the whole idea of that stinking coolie.
Yeah, she had a right to... Asha?
No, Asha. I said that coolie.
Which
Kamla. Kamla.
You have no idea.
No. She destroying the country. What about people? If you want them to close, they're going to have a revolution in the country. If only 1% start closing their businesses, what are you going to do? And may I hear what you said? I know I am a target. And so is my prime minister is a target. Yeah, you are a target. Because continue like that and you will be a target. You're actually bringing down the fruitfulness of this country.
100%.
You're targeting people that have nothing to do with no crime, no weapon, no drugs, no nothing.
He's trying to say that the U.S. have their special services, and if you are doing crime, we're going to get to you.
That is a damn lie. What crime? Because some told the coolie woman to do it. He's not even taking her calls. Because he knows she's a coolie. He don't like black people. And in his eyes, she's blacker than black. I don't understand what Kamala is doing. Kamala is making enemies every Monday morning. She's listening to John Jeremy. John Jeremy is the most corrupt man they have on earth. He moved from PNM now to the UNC. He was the PNM Attorney General. John Jeremy. Your mother neighbor. In David House. When she was in David House. It all over the blasted and another thing, close, open converted comma. We know that part of the 1% will publish it in their newspaper. Who are you aiming with that? Not Guardian? Look, you know, and by the way, I had a few people coming into my office. The 1%.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them all the U.S. details.
Yeah, why was I revoked? What did I do? This is my livelihood. This is what my family, my father started with. He don't care.
You're going to have very nasty road on.
Of course, and they're going to get hurt with that. You're accusing people, innocent people, of this shit. Innocent people. But they don't care. They're sleeping. There's a cabal. They want money. Go and work. Kamala getting $90,000 a month to do what? To screw every cabinet you have there? I don't understand it. This is not going to turn out nice, Jenna.
Auntie,
somebody getting a bullet in the head, eh?
Auntie, when he's still up in Parliament, he brought back up Anthony Bourdain and the 1%. He said, and he has and he have not.
That
he brought
is what
everything
I've
back up.
Yeah, I know.
Our time is over.
Our time's over. What we do for our time to be over?
We are supporters of PNM. That is why they say we had too much under them.
Oh God. Where's George Young? Where all these people open their blasted mouth and talk?
Right.
I don't understand what she is doing. She's literally destroying this country with things that are not true.
I know.
That are not
but
true.
But she wants to get power.
Power how? She's a friggin' prime minister. A stinking coolie woman. She's a prime minister. That's her power. You don't trample over people. For what? To get merits? That's not how you earn merits.
Nandi, You have no idea how bad it really is.
It is! It's all over the friggin' newspaper Express. It's all over all the news channels. And some of them disagreeing with her. You don't hit a target like that. Why? Because they're doing very good in their business?
Yeah.
Because they're hardworking people. And they employ a lot of people. We should get together, let our big men get together and lambaste ass. You want to take the visa, shove it up your ass. You're standing up there holding Trump's hand. Trump washed his hands 5 times after he touched you. Look, you see this lady? She's going on a deadly, deadly, dangerous route. I am telling you that. I am telling you that. You understand? Deadly road. She better fix her ass up and get that stinking John Jeremy who's suffering from cancer out anyway. What goes around comes around, eh? Leave it in God's hands. They have 20 more people to be revoked from the 1%. Hello?
Why won't she take it?
Oh, and that's what? We have nothing to do with it. It's
yeah,
the American
it's
intelligence.
Intelligence.
Huh?
Yeah, it's the American intelligence.
If only the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago know exactly what is being built in Country Club. That is such a dangerous place. First and foremost, they did it right opposite the Chinese. That is number one. But they know what they're doing. That is a dangerous place they gave them. They sold to them. Now, we are very innocent. We're doing very good. We are law-abiding citizens. We trust in God. We do good in our work. We employ the black people that you kick out and you don't like, but you're sleeping with them at the same time. And what happened? He's stopping protest. It's my First Amendment. You see what happened under the state of emergency? Why she's keeping it is because all your rights are taken away from you under the state of emergency. Freedom of speech, freedom of movement. You can't go everywhere you want. This is what she is doing. She's going down the most dangerous road this bitch will ever see. But it's okay. Time and place for everything. You ever hear the saying? A second is not guaranteed. It's not promised. You hear me? Right. A time for you and then a time for me. My time coming just now. And you're going to regret it. Trump hates Kamala so bad. So bad you have no idea. He hates her. He ain't given her authority to do what? She doing it. She calling him. Tell him, what do I do next? What do I do? The embassy feeding her information. He don't have to feed her. He feed the embassy. The embassy feeding her. Whatever you want to do, I will do. Whatever you want to do, if only she know how much he hate her. Because she black. Refusing now 4 black generals from getting badges and retirement in the United States because of Trump. That alone should tell you the man is the biggest racist they have. He wants to make America white. Okay? White. They're all not. Listen, when they say the Antichrist came, come in, the Antichrist came.
And the anti, they are that.
The Antichrist came in the form of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump hovering over all these leaders of different countries. We have nothing to do with it, John Jeremy. Of course you have. We have a lot to do with it. We are a friggin' sovereign state. We are independence of everything. We are a sovereign state. The duly elected people voted for the government which we should never had. Riot the damn blasted place and get that bitch out of office. And let her take a stinking slut cabal.
Auntie, time will reveal everything.
I want to know who the other 20 people.
Nope, those Arabs are not going to reveal themselves. My husband was just the only brave soul that came forward. Okay?
Right.
It's not something to open your mouth about.
Why?
Right. It's not something to say.
My God, that woman, bad boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, she's a nasty woman. She's actually putting the country in a state of danger.
That's it, Auntie, but I was trying to tell you that. I say, you don't know. I tried to tell you, this is devil work, and you looked at me. It will cool down. I say,
it can't cool down. This will never cool down, Jenna. Something has to happen for this to cool down. And what has to happen for this to cool down is the death of one of a member of parliament. Yeah. To cool down. When she realized what she did, she stick her two flipping, stinking feet in her mouth to cause havoc in this country. You are accusing people, revoking their visa because you think they're in something. What the Americans know, what intelligence the Americans know? What American know intelligence? They know about Aziz Hadi, married to Mona, daughter of Haifa.
It's clean slate.
Nah.
And the government and the U.S. Embassy protecting themselves. They're protecting themselves. They're not wrongfully accusing you of something.
Exactly.
They didn't put Dominic, they're not doing drugging, and they didn't put any of that.
They're not doing that. They just come, and not only that, Dominic.
They're protecting themselves. They put in.
They put in
that he have no ties.
Right. He have no ties, and they will take.
Which is a lie. But at least it's not something like drugs or something, because if they did that, and Dominic could sue. They will get sued because that's wrongful accusation.
That's right.
So they put ties where they could maybe say, what ties does he have? But that
ties
still
of supply
is not
Trinidad and Tobago with water. With that nasty woman, water. She's a nasty woman. This problem. Listen. You remember Trump? Retribution. This is what she come in with now. She is attacking people that she think are against her. And when she wants something, she come in. We campaign. Would you help give campaign? What, $50,000? I want $250,000. Well, go and fuck a man and get it. Excuse my language. And go get it. Listen. Silence is not weakness, which is what Dominic doing. Silence is not weakness. Silence is discipline and strength. And that's what Dominic is doing. My God, what a wicked woman. Because she gave Jeremy and them authority to do what they are doing. The embassy just give her information. Ties. Okay, ties to what? Let me know what am I tied to. What am I tied to? I want to see him, Norman. Well, Norman is sitting easy, yeah? Norman and them are going to sit easy when she hit them, like according to John Jeremy. And we know they own a publishing company.
U.S. revokes visas for 1%. They know that's not the U.S.
That's what I sent for you. That's what I sent for you this morning. The front page of the Express. I don't know what the Guardian have. I only get Express. Because I just do the crossword puzzle. She's going on a dangerous path by listening to the American embassy. Who the hell is America? People ready to blow up America. I remember causing war and havoc all over the damn world because of that man wants retribution. And the world is against him, eh? Look at Hungary. He said his children and everything to talk in the election. Oh, but scenario is so good. He's in jail now. Okay. Another government was elected. They're doing good. Look what you went and do to Venezuela. He tell them $50 million to give him Maduro. According to the people, not 1 cent was traded between Trump and the people who helped him capture Maduro. They say he's a hypocrite. He's a dirty dog. Look. Oh, Lord, the only way this thing is going to stand is that a bullet fly. That's the only way it's going to stop. I'm telling you that and listen to me. It's that a bullet fly. listen to me properly here, eh? Right. Anyway. Go to your gym.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym now.
Okay.
What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah, why?
Let me find out what time is gym on a Tuesday. Derek. AD. Gym at, I think, 8:30. Auntie, look at me. Don't worry about anything.
I'm not worried about nothing.
Alone being targeted, it is 1%.
Yeah.
And they're out to get all of us. So, leave
I leave it in just so. Call me after the gym.
Right.
I hope.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.